And welcome to the Naked Truth Podcast, the next evolution of the long-running YouTube series of the same name, the show that discusses life and all manner of topics in an incredibly vulnerable state. Welcome, everyone. In this episode, we are going to talk about sexual comments online, how they are received, how they were made, and really how to tell the difference between something that might be complimentary versus something that might be offensive. But first, let's take a trip back in time and listen to the original Naked Truth on Sexual Comments, featuring the one and only special guest, Danny Rosenberg. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another very special guest edition of The Naked Truth. Trisha Hershberger here, as per your usual naked lady, giving very, very honest thoughts online. So thank you to the Naked Army, who all sent in your own naked vlogs last week. You guys are all awesome. Now, this week is an extra special week, again, because, like I said, we have a guest. We have Danny Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Danny!
Hello! Hi!
Where else can you get two naked ladies on the internet? Wait, don't answer me.
A lot of places. No, just here.
So, Danny, for those at home who do not know you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been working with Philip DeFranco and SourceFed for almost 4 years now, and I take care of a bunch of people at the office, and then starting last year, they let me play around on camera every now and then, and it's been real fun.
Because you're awesome at it and hilarious, and we need Danny in our life. It's like a spice you put on food. Everybody needs a little Danny.
The Danny spice.
Yep. So I asked Danny to be on this episode because, as you guys know, I kind of started The Naked Truth to talk about topics that I don't get a chance to talk about, that I would like to get off my chest. And Danny and I were having a conversation at the office, and I thought, ooh, what a great Naked Truth topic. So this was spurred on by a comment left on one of the Naked Truth videos by Will Johnson, who said, Trisha, I always see these comments objectifying you for being a generally attractive person, and thank you. And despite the countless people who defend you, these comments still receive hundreds of likes. As an often sexually driven 16-year-old male, I can say that I see you as more than just a pretty thing to look at and wish others would as well. I would like to see a naked truth on how you respond to comments objectifying you and when compliments cross the line. At the same time, no one bats an eye when someone posts a comment objectifying a man. I understand this is a very complex topic to cover in 10 minutes, but I'll certainly make a naked truth on this topic if you do it. And then also, in addition to Will's comment, which got a lot of replies, so I know people want to talk about it, Ersku on Reddit said a very similar thing, said, you know, he wants to know how comments on SourceFed videos, etc., make you feel with all the slobber and sexual content about you in them. Up to a certain point, this must be adding to your confidence, but there's an ever-changing invisible line that's being crossed so many times and so often by people commentating. So I know I've talked about this a lot on the show, but let's hear Danny's thoughts on the subject, because I got to hear them at the office. You guys did not.
Sure. So when I started doing them about a year ago, doing the videos, the first videos that came out, people were like, who's the fat chick? Get the fat chick out of here. And I expected that in a way. But what was nice is eventually people started kind of calling them out, and that was great. And then it slowly has moved into this other area where now it's like, it's a mix of people being respectful and wonderful, and I can't say how thankful I am. So many of the fans just take me as I am, and it's wonderful. But there are people who say things like, they're like, I wouldn't normally be into chubby chicks, but like, basically, the equivalent of those, you know, noises. And those ones are just like, they're just gross. It's like, you're not really complimenting me. That's kind of just, you know, or they say a lot, they'll say like dim legs or, and I think I think think they're being progressive, you know, they think they're being the opposite of people who are saying like, you know, get the fat girl out of here. They're like, no, I'm complimenting the fat girl.
Well, that makes it so much better. Are you talking about compliments when they're like, oh, you know, that girl is fine, or are you talking about, like, I'd like to do X, Y, and Z to Dan?
I'm talking about the people who are like, I've seen ones that are like, I'd fuck the shit out of Danny or whatever. And that's, like, if you were in front of me, and you and I always talk about this, is, like, Mm-hmm. The comments people need to understand is, like, if you were in person in front of me and you said that, you wouldn't be happy with my response. You know, I'd be like, you need to get away from me.
You need to go. That's creepy. I think that's a great rule of thumb that people forget when they're behind the wall of anonymity, that, like, you know, people will say, oh, you know, I said her boobs look great in this video, because that's one that I get a lot. I said her boobs look great in this video. She knows she's got great boobs.
Your boob comments all the time, and they're gross. It doesn't matter. Like, it's nice to just say, I mean, think about if you were complimenting your mother. Nice boobs, mom. Boobs.
Like, no, treat everyone on the internet like your mom. That's never gonna happen.
Yeah, I have points where it's like there's the two sides of it. It's like it's the internet, it's the comment section, it's gonna be what it is. And then there's that other part of me that's the Norma Rae that gets on her soapbox, and I'm like, but we shouldn't just be like, well, people are gross, that's just how it is. It's like, it's not okay. Sometimes people say stuff where I'm like today somebody said some awful stuff about you, and I reported them. I went on YouTube and I reported them.
Oh, you're so sweet. I removed the comment. What Danny's referring to is I did a tech video that went up today on SourceFed, and the top comment on the video was someone saying, I would like to F Trisha in the A, and it had 110 thumbs up and about 50 replies, none of whom were saying, hey, gross troll, knock it off, inappropriate. All of them who were like, yeah, me too. And I had said to Danny, the video was up for like an hour, I had said to Danny, can you believe this? Like, yes, on one hand, you feel like at times it's the internet, I'm helpless to fight it. But why are we excusing this behavior? You know, what you said earlier, Danny, about like, would you walk up and say that to me in person? A great rule of thumb is if you wouldn't say it to someone's face, it's probably not appropriate. If you said it to me in person, and I didn't think it was a compliment in person, I'm not going to think it's a compliment when I read it online either. Just
the likes, the thumbs up on those, I just picture hundreds of bros high-fiving over being total gross dudes. It's just as bad. All the likes up are just as bad. All the comments, and I went through those comments, and I was like, nobody is saying, hey, this is gross, you know? And I was blown away by it.
And you know what? And sadly, I mean, with that specific comment, yes, we're probably talking about all males. But with a lot of the comments that you see there that are objectifying the girls, it's women, too, who are just as guilty. You know, so for those of you asking, you know, at what point does the slobber go from flattering to insulting? I would say at the point that you wouldn't say it out loud in normal society.
Absolutely. I feel like there are times when I cringe when I read the comments, and I like gross stuff. You know that. I'm down like weird, gross stuff, but if you make me cringe, you really just
out. That's bad. Yeah, like, and you know, for God's sake, I do a naked vlog series. I'm obviously not a super conservative prude, and Danny agreed to be naked on my show, which I'm very proud that I got Danny Rosenberg naked on the internet. But you know, like, it's not like we're sitting there like these, you know, these grandmas like, oh, that's inappropriate, don't do that. No, it's just, it's rude. I don't want to hear about the sexual things that you want to do to my body. If you're thinking them, cool. Keep that to yourself.
Yeah. You can think that all you want, but I mean, I can't imagine leaving a comment like that. I can certainly be like, that man is handsome. But I think about Joe Beretta. I think about his videos, and I feel like there's certainly tons of girls who say things like, I want to have Joe Beretta's babies. But I don't feel like that's so much about sex as it is about building a stable home life with him, because he's a responsible, adorable man.
Even when Joe gets sexual comments, it's usually because he's done something sexy in the video. So, like, using the piece that we were talking about that went up today on SourceFed, just so you guys know, this is pre-recorded, so this isn't today, the day that this releases. But that piece was a piece on tech. It was about a phone, guys. I wasn't doing it bent over. I didn't have a super cleavagey shirt on. Like, I get it if Joe's, you know, pretending to hump something in the video and the comments say something like, well, I'd like to hump Joe Beretta. Still not appropriate. I'm not condoning it. But at least I understand it a little bit more. It's just, it's mind-blowing to me when that happens on a video when that's not even the subject matter.
the worst comments I've ever seen on my body were when I did book club, when I did The Giver.
What?
When people were saying really, like, really, really sexual stuff, and I was like, this is a book show.
Yeah, and I mean, and I know other women, other female YouTubers that deal with it too, and deal with it in a really crappy way. I mean, there's one in particular that I'm not going to say her name, but a lot of the comments will talk about how rapeable she is.
Oh, God.
That's not okay.
No.
It's not a compliment. She doesn't like it when she reads that, I promise you. It's very creepy. And, like, yes. Sex is a thing. It's very natural when you're watching someone on the internet that you've maybe felt like you've grown to know to develop a crush on that person. And that's completely normal and okay and human. It is not normal to then try to communicate to them the things you'd like to do to their body.
I think also the comment section, as much of a cesspool as it is, it was built to be an interactive place on YouTube. It was built to be a place to have conversations with people after you put videos up. And I feel a lot of times when I'm reading the comments, they're talking like, I'm not going to see that. They're saying stuff like I'm not anywhere near where those words are. And of course I am. I love finding conversations in the videos. And so when you're going through and all of a sudden you're like, oh, God, what is this? Like, I would be embarrassed if I ever wrote something like that and somebody that I wrote it for saw it. I would feel like, oh, God, like I stepped over a line.
Yeah, I think that's a disconnect. I think a lot of people who comment on videos don't realize that we read these things. And there are people who do. I mean, I'm always very proud of the comment section of the Naked Truth videos and the Naked Army because people, 99% of the comments are super respectful, even when we have differing opinions on things, which I love and encourage. So for any of you who are currently commenting things in opposition to what Danny and I are saying, that's okay. Please express your well-thought-out opinion in a respectful manner to encourage open dialogue. But so we do go in the comment section because we want to see that open dialogue. We want to see the constructive criticism on our videos, maybe what we could do better next time. I know, Danny, you've talked about that especially.
Yeah, I don't notice things. They'll say, hey, you guys interrupted this person a lot. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch out for that. I get excited sometimes and maybe I speak over people. Or they're like, you didn't talk about this or that. When we were doing the review shows for your, American Horror Story. It was like, oh yeah, we forgot to touch on that. I think what ultimately the really gross stuff is to go into a comment section and feel like you're getting catcalled. Like, That's what it feels like. It feels like you're walking down the street and there's like a million dudes shouting stuff at you that you're like, gross, get out of here. But it's on the internet.
Yeah, and I mean, so Danny, how do you feel about, because some people will present the argument that if you do anything on the internet, like say, for example, I have a swimsuit poster, then that gives them the right to objectify me for everything else that I do in the interview. And so, I mean, you can either take me as the example or any female, say like Jenny McCarthy has done Playboy. How do you feel about people then feeling validated to make those type of comments on all of her work?
I think it's the same as the whole like, oh, well, you better not dress skanky if you don't want to get raped. It's the same idea of like, we're allowed to do whatever we want. And one of my favorite things is the end of the Nicki Minaj Anaconda video when she's giving Drake a lap dance and then he goes to touch her and she walks away. It's because she doesn't owe him shit. She just rubbed all over him. Still doesn't mean she owes him anything. And that's how I feel. It's like, it doesn't matter if I've taken a picture in a bathing suit. It doesn't matter any of that. I can choose to do what I want. I don't owe you anything. I don't give you the key to come into my life. There's plenty of celebrities that have done reality shows, and then they're asking about their privacy. It's not a Pandora's box. There's a lot of choice that goes into it. And I think I'm very big on just because you can doesn't mean you should. Like, free speech is real, and you can say whatever you want, but that doesn't mean you should say some of the awful shit that's happening.
Well, freedom of speech is real. You can say whatever you want, but that doesn't mean you're not an asshole when you say it.
Yeah.
You can say it, but that it doesn't mean that you're a nice person, and we all have to, like, compliment you on being a jerk. You're still a jerk. Just like, you're free to commit murder if you want, but then you're going to have to deal with the repercussions. You're free to comment whatever you want, but, you're gross. But again, people have that anonymity to hide behind, so they don't care if I think they're gross, apparently.
Yeah. There's all these like events and celebrations around the world where masks like aren't allowed in some of these things because they worry about the danger that would come. People wearing masks, they feel like they're camouflaged from their self and their accountability, and they act way more devious. And that's something that the comment section is absolutely about, is you're taking a step away from your actual self and you're building your online self, and there's no consequences there. And there is. It's just not concrete. You're not going to get a citation in the mail for talking about my boobs, but you're going to get me thinking less of you. Absolutely. And I have a right to tell you you're gross.
So, okay, so gross comments aside, do you think that there is a place to comment on a man or woman's appearance in a video at all?
I wish that, you know, it's weird because we're sitting here naked doing this video, but...
That's the point of this series, is that guess what, guys? We're naked, and it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I wish that we were just floating heads sometimes. I wish that people... Like bodies, I wish we could just stop talking about each other's bodies, but that's the most ideal thing that's never going to happen is like if we stop, period, talking about each other's bodies, that would really, I think, eliminate a lot of problems. But think about like people are so obsessed with bodies, and it's like we're in a vessel that's decomposing every day, and it gets us through our life, and it's going to be gross and be eaten by maggots when we're dead, and like we shouldn't be so obsessed with it. Like, our human brains are so impressive, so insanely impressive, and we're just focused on, like, look at his arms, look at his, like, kneecap. Like, who cares?
And, you know, and like I said earlier, it's human for us to feel attracted to other humans. Like, it's in our nature. That's built in our nature. But there's a respectful way, I think, to communicate. Like you said, you know, wow, that person looks really pretty today, or Danny, that color looks great on you, or something like that, is a very different comment than I want to blank to her blank in the blank.
Yeah. I think about my female friends, and for the most part, I'll just be like, you look great, or that the dress looks awesome, and like, there's a comfortability that comes with being close where every now and then, you know, we may joke and be like, your booty's looking good, but that's something that's earned and can be done in silly, and like, I would never legitimately walk up to one of my friends and be like, I like your tits. Because I gross myself out just saying that. You know, I would never do that.
Yeah, it's weird, for sure.
I think it's important as the internet grows, it's going to be a thing. It's not going away. We have to get more comfortable and understanding with, like, our humanity is online, whether it's, you know, it's there. And it needs to be more present. And we can't just be these, like, anonymous bots saying the worst stuff. It's like, you need to take more accountability for how you represent yourself online, for how you talk to people online. The kind of, like, insane amount of harassment I've seen online is insane. It's like, just because I'm behind a computer and you're 2,000, maybe you're 2,000 miles away, doesn't mean you're not a human being saying things to me that make me feel bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the reality is that comments do get to us. I know I touched on this a little bit in the Naked Truth where I talked to Greg Miller, who's another big internet personality, and, you know, he was talking about how he deals with it. So, Danny, my question to you is, how do we, us or the folks at home, combat this type of harassment? How do we, is it through spreading awareness? You know, what's the strategy here?
I feel like I try as often as I can to, like, if it's really awful, I'll report it as harassment, or I'll respond to it to start the conversation, hey, that's not okay. Even just saying, hey, that's, like, I'm a person that's gross. Like, I think that we shouldn't just be quiet, you know, we shouldn't, like, I don't have the time in my day in my life to be on the internet all day being like, hey, 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 hey. Like, I mean,
yeah, exactly. And I mean, we're very fortunate that our videos on SourceFed and Nerd do get so many views that we don't have time, and we post so much content that we don't have time to go respond to every comment. But then there's also the whole don't feed the troll mentality. Like, I don't want to reward someone's gross comment by acknowledging their existence, because maybe that's what they're looking for. But I agree with you. It's also hard to just swallow it and say we should stay silent. So what's the right answer?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of like people in the community who have been great. I've had a lot of fans that will jump on people for me, and it makes it always feels great when somebody says something awful and like eight other people are like, hey. And I feel like that's the only way to get past it is like there needs to be an overwhelm. Like, think about that comment today with all those responses and all those likes, and not one person was in there being like, come on now. I feel like you don't have to, you know, you don't have to get in there and be like, you know, like duel with everyone. But I feel like even just a hey now or come on, you know, just a little bit of them not getting a response back, or I don't know. I can't just keep my mouth shut with that. If somebody was in front of me and saying those things to me, I would have plenty to say back. So,
oh, like, I would punch right in the face. I'd go into like Trisha blackout mode where I don't know what happened until after, and my hand just really hurts, and I'm like, sorry, I don't know, sorry. Must have been a jerk or something for me to do that and hit you like that. That being said, I'm not condoning assault, folks at home.
No. In violence, we forget who we are.
Okay, awesome. Well, for everybody watching To the Naked Army, I ask you guys, what do you think is the solution to, on a mass scale, combat this kind of harassment, whether it's toward men or toward women, and whether it's to other commenters on the internet? If a female gives an opinion, a female commenter gives an opinion, and male's like, shut up, you stupid bee, or whatever, how do you feel like is the correct way to deal with that? And is there a way to make us as a society shift to a society where maybe that won't happen? Obviously, no one's going to have any, you know, wave a magic wand and make it all perfect answers, but let's just share ideas here and see if we can come up with even a little step in the right direction. And if anyone wants to see more of Danny, where can they find you?
I'm on youtube.com/sourcefednerd a couple of times a week. Here and there. Trish is there, too, more often than me.
Actually, Danny is there in the building more often than anybody. She's just usually, like, behind the scenes. She's snickering from in the corner if we do something stupid. But, yeah, make sure that you check out Danny and the videos that she's in and, you know, give that a like. Or just tell Danny you enjoy seeing her because, like I said, it's nice to season our videos with a little Danny from time to time.
Thank you, Trisha. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much. Submit your naked vlog responses if you like, from the shoulders up only, please. Please comment in the comment section below and continue to submit future vlog topics so that we can eventually get around to talking about everything that everybody wants to talk about. All right, guys. Thanks again to Danny, and we'll see you next week. Shout out to Danny, who's an amazing human being and still doing super well from what I can follow online. I reached out to her to see if she still has any accounts that she wants people to follow her at if they want to keep up with her, or if everything is now kind of privatized for her. And if she does want to be followed, I will make sure to include that in the description of this episode of the podcast. So one of the things I noticed listening back to this from many years ago is that the original question promoted or asked, I should say, by our Naked Army member used the word objectifying. And the word objectifying itself means to treat someone like an object versus like an actual person. I thought it interesting, too, that Danny kind of responded to, in her mind, she thinks like, if you were complimenting your mother, you probably would not treat her as an object. You would probably treat her as a person. And that's really, in my opinion, what it all boils down to when it comes to leaving comments of that nature online. I think a lot of people don't realize that people who put content out there actually do read your comments. And if you wouldn't say it to someone's face on the street, in a public setting, away from the keyboard, you also shouldn't say it even behind that wall of anonymity online. That is the line for me as someone who creates content and has to read comments from strangers on the regular. So if you think about things that you're going to say online with the idea that people who make this content are probably going to read this comment, although, of course, there are certain communities where there's so many comments, there's no way someone could get to them all. I wouldn't take that for granted.
And there's certain communities, honestly, I've worked in where the community has been so bad when it comes to harassment and objectifying types of comments and that kind of thing, that I honestly stayed out of the comments section altogether, which is the exact opposite of what I feel like that's for. And maybe that's because I'm so focused on live content nowadays. But for me, you know, on YouTube, which is primarily what we were talking about in this vlog many moons ago, that comment section was there to bridge the gap between the creator and the viewers so that you could have some type of communication in between. And when that comment section just becomes a place that's kind of rife with this harassment or hatred or very aggressive type of comments, then those walls shut down and nobody really wants to be there communicating. Now, you may disagree with me, you, the plural of you that are listening to this comment or listening to this podcast today, might think that the comment section is not for communication between the creators and the viewers, and really maybe think that the comment section is there for all of the viewers who watch that content to discuss their ideas and join a community amongst themselves, and that the creator should stay out of it. I don't know. And I'm very interested to hear your opinion. So if anybody has opinions on that, feel free to talk about them in the Naked Truth Discord channel or by hitting me up on social media. But in my mind, that's what I always assumed the comment section was there for, as a creator, to get honest feedback on your content and use that to make better content in the future. But like I said, when it becomes all very sexual or aggressive or harassing in nature, that really, as the creator, just makes you want to stay away from that comment section. And it really is sad. And when we talked about, I use Jenny McCarthy as an example of someone who's done Playboy. So does that make it okay to talk about someone like her in a more sexual objectifying kind of way? I think that this comes down to assuming comfortability, right? So if you say, well, she's done Playboy, so she's obviously comfortable with this type of attention, or it really in general, just assuming that because someone has done X, they are okay with or should be okay with Y, is making an assumption about that person's boundaries and about what that person's comfortability level is with something. And I feel like until someone shows you what their boundaries are, you don't know. You shouldn't assume. And I would say err on the side of caution. And of course, this becomes muddled because everyone's line is different, right? So there might be some people who say, oh, when someone makes a comment saying they would like to do something because they find my body very sexually attractive, I find that to be a compliment. Whereas someone else might say, you know, I'm not consenting to whatever it is that person would like to do. And therefore, it comes across to me as very threatening and it makes me very uncomfortable. And again, people's lines are going to be all over that spectrum. So until you know someone's comfortability, it's best to err on the side of caution, I would say. And I had people do this a lot to me when I was on SourceFed. You know, Danny and I gave many, many examples, but I would hear all the time or see and read all the time in comments that if she didn't want comments like this, she wouldn't be wearing a tight shirt or something like that, which, again, is people making assumptions based on what I'm wearing, what I'm doing. And I think now there's a lot more conversation around how problematic that can be, where you're making assumptions about someone's boundary lines because of how they dress or what they do. And again, I'll just take it back to don't make assumptions about other people's boundaries. And in the case where I was saying, you know, that someone left a comment saying she wouldn't have been wearing that kind of shirt if she didn't want those kind of comments, let me just tell you, I'm a curvy woman. Almost every shirt looks like a tight shirt on me. I promise I was not doing it because I wanted a specific type of comment. Now, that being said, again, this gets kind of murky because there might be some people who are wearing certain clothes because they're looking for a specific type of comment. And until you know what those person's boundaries and comfortability levels are, just don't make assumptions. That's my thought. How to deal with it, I guess. How do I deal with it? Or if you're out there putting out content, how do you deal with these type of comments? Nowadays, I deal with it by trying to grow a community that is all on a similar page and won't stand for harassment of any kind within the community towards anyone who is on camera. So that type of behavior isn't okay. I think it's important to lead by example. And of course, this is much easier to do when it is your personal community that you have control over using moderation tools, etc. Whereas when you're on a group channel or a brand-owned channel like SourceFed was, or like a lot of the other outlets I've worked on, where as the creators, you don't have that kind of control. And there are some very popular gaming outlets now specifically that do not use their moderation tools and do not protect their talent that are on screen in this way. So you just have to know, if you're going to work as talent for those specific outlets, you are going to have to deal with unlimited amounts of inundated harassment on the regular. And if that's not something that you're interested in, don't work for those outlets. But like Danny and I were saying many moons ago, you know, should it be assumed that because you're putting yourself out on the internet, you just need to deal with that? That's part of the job, if you will. That may have been considered true in the past, but I think that there's a lot of really good work being done, so it doesn't have to be that way. Just because it is that way at any given time doesn't mean that it's right or that there isn't room for progress and change. And as I said, I think it's much easier when you are using robust moderation tools and when you are growing a community of people that do not put up with hatred or harassment on the regular, which is honestly why you'll find me hanging out with my Twitch community now more than on any other platform. On the other social media platforms, there are still a lot of days where honestly, I'll post a piece of content and be terrified for the next hour and be very, very anxious for the next hour about what types of comments are going to come in. And it's not fun for me to create on those platforms. It feels like work. It, as I said, gives me anxiety, and it's something I have to talk about a lot in therapy. So if you see me pulling back from a specific platform, not to say that that's the sole reason why, but it might play into it. There's certainly a good possibility that that might be an influencing factor, if you will. I also thought it was wild that all these years ago, Danny and I brought up wearing masks and how that influences people's aggression and people's behavior. Now, when we were talking about it, we were talking about it in terms of social experiments. And there was a really, really popular theater experience at the time where everyone would be masked and your entire face would be covered to intentionally give people anonymity to act out in ways that normally their inhibitions would prevent them from doing. And this is a very, very popular kind of performance art thing that, as far as I know, is still going on in New York, maybe not because of COVID, but it was just fascinating to me that now people wear masks for an entirely different reason. But holy foreshadowing, Batman. I guess one could argue that it's a contributing factor to people potentially being so aggressive or speaking out in ways that we or a lot of people might consider more rude. But I do think there's a lot more factors at play than just the anonymity of mask wearing. And of course, the masks that we're wearing right now for health reasons are not necessarily providing full anonymity in the way we were talking about before. But anyway, I just thought it was a very, very interesting piece of foreshadowing, if you will. All right, we have a message from Naked Truth Podcast listener Steven.
So for anyone who is confused or doesn't get it, if someone does want to leave a compliment that is complimentary to someone's looks, how would you recommend they properly word that? And how would you recommend they avoid wording that to be respectful?
All right. So I will answer this in terms of my comfortability level. But as I said before, everyone's line will be different. So there might be some people who think, you know, if I'm creating content about a video game, I prefer it if you didn't talk about my looks or my body type at all. But for me, the biggest way to know the difference between something that is a compliment and something that feels offensive or aggressive or harassing in nature, for me, the line is, would you say it to someone face to face in a public setting? If you were walking down the street and encountered a stranger that you didn't know, would you say that to them? So for example, I try to make it a point when I'm out and about to compliment one stranger a day, to say one nice thing. And I don't get to do it all the time, but it does make me happy when I see someone crossing the street whose hair looks amazing today to say, excuse me, I'm so sorry. I just wanted to let you know your hair looks amazing today. Have a great day. That dress is fantastic. I don't know where you got it. Or something of that nature. I try to compliment people at least once a day. And it's not always looks-based. Sometimes it is based on something they've done, etc. But when it's a complete stranger, the first thing we see is you know, appearance. And so for me, I would say, in addition to, would you say it to someone face-to-face in a public setting? If you would, for me, I think that's totally fine to leave in a comment section. If you would not, like some of the examples that I left earlier in the 6+ years ago vlog, maybe don't leave that in a comment section. Also, I would add to that, think about, does the comment that you're thinking about putting involve doing something to someone that should require consent from both parties? Because if it is, are you assuming that the other person would consent, or implying maybe that their consent does not matter? And that might seem extreme to think about, but I think that it is something that really comes into play, at least if you put yourself in the shoes of the person who is being spoken about in the comment. It can feel very threatening and it can feel very scary to read a comment about yourself that is either assuming consent or implying that that person's consent does not matter. That is not okay and can make people feel very unsafe. So I would take that into consideration as well. And then the third thing I would say to take into consideration when you're trying to decide, you know, is this a compliment or is this an inappropriate comment? Do you know where that person's boundary line is? And again, not assuming, i.e. wearing a tight shirt, so they're asking for it, but actually knowing if they've said, if they've maybe come out publicly and said, ooh, I really like that kind of comment. That makes me feel nice or something like that. If someone has put out there very publicly what their boundary is, then I think that's a different situation than you not knowing or trying to assume where someone's comfortability is. Now, I acknowledge that this can sometimes be hard, especially if you're watching a channel where there are multiple friends on the same channel, because there's a comfortability between those friends that doesn't actually exist between strangers online unless expressly said so out in public. So those are the things I would think about if you're thinking, you know, how do you know the difference between something that's complimentary and something that could seem aggressive or insulting? So number one, would you say it to someone face-to-face in a public setting? Number two, does it involve doing something to someone that should require consent from both parties? And number three, do you know where that person's boundary line is without making assumptions? And if not, potentially err on the side of caution. So that's it in a nutshell. Thank you to everyone who sent in audio messages to be a part of the podcast this week. If you want to do that, you can do so on anchor.fm/Trisha-Hirschberger. And the next few episodes will be on organization, cosplay, and boobs. So feel free to send in any questions or comments on those topics, and you just may hear them on a future episode. So again, if you have any tips or comments about how to be organized, cosplay, favorite cosplay memories, or cosplay questions, and the boobs episode is about body image, judging people based on appearance, and just some of the trials and tribulations that come with having breasts. So again, if you have anything to say about any of those topics, feel free to send in your questions or comments via anchor.fm/Trisha-Hirschberger, and you just might hear yourself on a future episode. Huge thank you to the official Anchor supporters of the Naked Truth podcast and to all of you who are listening to this and sharing this with friends. I appreciate you so much. And yeah, I guess my final thoughts for today are, I'll just simply put it, don't assume that you know where someone else's boundary lines are. And if it's not something you would say in public, face to face to someone, then maybe don't leave it in a comment section. But that's just me. And I'm sure everyone else will have different thoughts on this. So please, like I said before, feel free to discuss at all lengths in the Discord channel, in the Naked Truth Discord channel, which I will put in the description of this podcast episode for any of you who might be podcast listeners who are not already members of the Discord. You're all welcome and invited. Our doors are open. And just thank you to everyone who listens to this and shares this with friends. I really appreciate you. This has been The Naked Truth. Thanks for listening.